Chapter 3. Choose to Serve Others. Winston Churchill's greatest genius may have been his ability to inspire others to serve during dark times. He made it sound so noble, so invigorating. He once said, "What is the use in living if it be not to strive for noble causes and to make this muddled world a better place for those who will live in it after we are gone? How else can we put ourselves in harmonious relation with the great verities and consolations of the infinite and the eternal? And I avow my faith that we are marching towards better days. Humanity will not be cast down. We are going on swinging bravely forward along the grand high road, and already behind the distant mountains is the promise of the sun." Churchill spoke for a nation, but his words are applicable to us as individuals. This chapter tells the story of a husband and wife who swung bravely forward amidst heartbreaking sorrow by choosing to serve others. In 2011, I gave a speech in Connecticut about politics and the law. Afterward, I was greeting people from the audience when a man in a business suit approached, shook my hand, and introduced himself as Scott France. He thanked me for my remarks, and I complimented his tie, which had the words, "We the People," woven into the fabric. He flipped it over and showed me the designer label, Vineyard Vines. I was unfamiliar with the brand. He told me it was a new line launched by two brothers who'd quit their jobs and started making ties. "I'll send you one," he said. Brief encounters seldom provide sufficient time to get to know someone, but I instantly liked France's vibe. He seemed so at peace with himself and the world. We exchanged business cards. It wasn't until I glanced at his card that I realized he was a state senator. He downplayed his political title when I asked him about it. That made me like him even more. After he had rushed off to another appointment, a friend told me that he had deep admiration for France. When I asked why, my friend said that France and his wife had recently lost a 1-year-old son to a rare disease.